the president of the 12th meeting of states parties of the Convention on Cluster Munitions and assure you of the full support of my delegation. Austria is fully aligned with the statements of the European Union and would like to add some remarks from a national perspective. Austria is also aligned with the joint statement on gender aspects to be delivered by Germany. Before going into substance, please allow me also to join others and express the sincere condolences of my delegation to the delegation of Peru for their loss. States parties, and particularly affected states, with the support of the whole CCM community, have undergone great efforts to fully implement their treaty obligations and strengthen the norms of the Convention. The CCM clearly makes a difference. It strengthens the protection of civilians and prevents some of the most severe patterns of harm, including on women and children, in peacetime and at times of armed conflict. All stockpiles among states parties have been destroyed. This is a major milestone in implementation. Clearance continues to be one of the most challenging tasks. However, we are pleased to see steady progress, with Bosnia and Herzegovina being the 11th state party having completed its clearance obligations last year. Austria condemns all and any use of cluster munitions by any actor and under any circumstances. There have been no violations to the prohibition of use within the CCM community. However, reports of cases of cluster munitions used by states and non-states actors outside this convention are of grave concern. Austria remains also concerned about the reported transfer of cluster munitions. These trends show that more needs to be done to make this treaty a universal one and counter any attempts to weaken the stigma on cluster munitions that goes well beyond the convention's realm. Madam President, Europe is confronted by a brutal and illegal war of aggression waged by Russia against Ukraine, which includes widespread use of cluster munitions. This has resulted in increased threat perceptions by European partners that Austria fully understands. However, exactly in such times, it is crucial to uphold international law, in particular international humanitarian law, and insist on progress that has been achieved over decades in creating this body of law. Cluster munitions will never add to the security of a country or its people. Cluster munitions are a security concern. They are a threat for human security during war and during peacetime. Cluster munitions have been stigmatized and prohibited because they are inherently indiscriminate and because they cause unacceptable suffering and because the humanitarian as well as social and economic consequences of using cluster munitions far outweigh their military utility. There is ample evidence of this from all conflicts that we've seen. The immediate and long-term impact of any use of cluster munitions for the civilian population has been extremely severe. Cluster munitions remain hazard for decades after conflicts have ended, destroying the livelihoods of communities and creating barriers for social economic development. All this is very well documented, and the powerful testimonies of survivors speak for themselves in this regard. Defending one's territory by using cluster munitions therefore comes at a severe price to the immediate and long-term security of one's own population. Austria therefore regrets the decision of Lithuania to withdraw from the Cluster Munitions Convention. We are concerned about the implications of this decision, the first withdrawal from any humanitarian disarmament instrument. Withdrawing from IHL instruments and therefore weakening international law and rules-based order is what plays into the hands of actors that want to undermine this order. We strongly hope for Lithuania to reconsider its decision to withdraw from the CCM. Madam President, in light of this, we consider it of utmost importance for the states parties of the CCM to underscore the importance of the treaty and reiterate our strong support and commitment to this treaty. The Convention on Cluster Munitions is based on a very strong humanitarian argument and it will prevail. We are halfway in our joint efforts to fully implement the Lausanne Action Plan and we must redouble our effort to implement our obligations and to protect the integrity of our convention. And we should spare no efforts to strive for the universal adherence to the convention. I thank you.